Welcome to Go to the Word radio broadcast, ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 1 Peter, and we're in chapter 1. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says in this passage before us that he was foreordained and manifest in these last times for us. And again, I talked about the last time. I won't drill into that. But in verse 21, it says, for you who by him believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. That verse mentioned faith, belief, and all that right there a couple times, right? You saw that. Did you catch that? That your faith might be in you. You believe in him. Now listen, you and I have got to have faith to be saved. The problem is many people don't even think about what faith means. They think faith means a leap into the dark. That is not what it means at all. We have a book that is huge. It was written over a course of centuries of time and 40 different authors. And man, we're just talking about this. People from all different walks of life. And they all came together in perfect grouping, showing that it wasn't 40 people. It was God speaking. And it told a story of who he is. And when we go back and we read it, we say, wow. And we say, oh. And we're saying, man, really? And stuff, we're just like all over the board at first. Because it's like, oh, wait a minute, people were being killed. Wait a minute, fire from heaven. Wait a minute, earthquakes. Wait a minute, what happened? He was good, and he's not good anymore. God wants you to read all that. He wants you to know all that. There are bad people who get to become saints. I do. I was one of them. Okay, I was. And a person can be born again. By faith. But faith is not gritting your teeth and bowling your fists and saying, oh, I wish, and clicking your heels together. No place like, no, it's not like that. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It's tangible. Faith is the substance. It's the substrate of everything you hope for. And if you do not have your faith in its proper place, you can miss it by that much. By a little. Bible says, straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life. Few there be that find it. Strive ye therefore to enter in at the straight gate, right? That's what it says. Because people don't apply themselves. Many times they get what they call a comfortable relationship with God. Suddenly it's all their own thing. They basically establish their own little church in their heart and their mind. They do it their way. And they could have that sung at their funeral. Get old Frank Sinatra, cue him up, I did it my way. Well, that ain't going to work, I'm sorry. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. No, it says, who by him do believe. Who by who? By Jesus. What's another name for Jesus? The Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So who is he? He's God incarnate, right? All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. You need light. Verse 20 says, he was manifest for you. At the core of that word is the word phos. Maybe you've heard of phosphorus bombs. I think there's bombs like that. They blow up, but they're really bright, and they're also, they'll start things on fire quickly. It's the word light, like beams of light. The Bible says he was manifested. He shone for you. So you're not basing your faith in something that's dark. You're basing your faith in something that's brilliantly bright. Blazing like the light of day. The Bible says in heaven there's not even going to be a sun, because the Son and the Father will be the light of that city. And he will light us, and we will amplify that light. Moses came down from the mountain, his face shone. They said, Moses, you've got to put something over that. The people are freaking out. You've got to do something. Put a veil over his face because the people couldn't bear it. The Bible says, who by him, through that light, you believe. Do you believe? If you believe, would it not change you?
If you believe that there was a torrential downpour outside and your car's windows were open, you'd be up out of your chair in a minute, not worrying about disrupting the service or whatever. Your car is being filled with water as we speak, you know. Or on fire. We had that happen at the Arby's years ago. Our van started on fire. Hey, is that your van out there? Yeah, we stopped ordering right away. We weren't ordering anymore. We're like watching the show. This thing's burning up. Glass is blowing out. There was a nest in there, and it caught on fire after we got to this little restaurant. All the teens loved the show. They said, man, you guys go all out over at your church. You burn things. No, we were thankful that we didn't get hurt. But what did Jesus do? He came brilliantly on the scene of humanity. And the Bible says, you who by him believe. Now, if you believe, it's going to change you. The word believe has at its core the idea of persuasion. It has the idea of to have been persuaded of something. Now, a lot of people aren't persuaded because they're used to having a lot of options. You know, the day we've lived in has been a day of the mall, you know, and now they've got strip malls, and now they've got, man, they've got 50 million websites you can shop on. Forget those stores they're going to seed, right? But the point is that sometimes you just need to get out because you can and go to a strip mall, and you just hope they're still in business so you can walk around. What am I saying? I'm saying you're living in a day where you're overwhelmed with options. You're hardly convinced of anything. Somebody says, hey, I go in the shoe store. I'm like this. I don't like going in to be asked about my shoes. I'd like to ask. I don't like to be asked. I think it was Saturn who had a new idea. You come into a Saturn store, we're not going to ask you any questions. We're going to say hello or anything. We might nod, but we're going to let you shop without being bothered. And I guess I'm a product of my generation. Don't like to be bothered if I'm just kind of sneaking in to take a peek at prices and move out. You see, my point is that that's all of us. And so it's very much danger of us, to us, that we might fall into the realm of saying, well, I believe. Yeah, I believe. But we don't believe enough to have it had changed anything. We're not like Jesus. We don't have that Holy Spirit kind of movement in our midst that we can put our finger on and say, there he is. We don't hear that voice from behind saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. We're kind of just hanging by the seat of our pants. Well, I believe. I went to church. I went to Sunday school. I got baptized. I gave money. None of that has anything to do with any of it. No, the Bible says, by him you believe in God. Now, wait a minute. He is God. Yes, but there's a Trinity here. And what you don't understand when you go diving deep, and why I told you to get a big, deep breath, is because he says, by God you believe in God. By Jesus you believe in God. You're like, well, what? I had a guy deal with me this past week. He says, wait a minute, you just said Jesus is God. Wait a minute, I thought God was God. What? And he was using that because that was what the devil was using on him. He didn't know any better. He's not saved yet. But he was interested. He was having the conversation. I was able to unpack it a little bit for him. No, the Bible says that through him you believed in God. And what a lot of people don't understand is that what God has done is so amazing in his foreknowledge, knowing everything before he ever started this thing, so high he knew the devil would be an angel that, before the angels, before any of it, he knew. He just knew. And the funny thing is, this time is even creepy. We're moving along in time, our hair's falling out and getting red and white and purple. And it is, by the way. People's hair, you ever see those blue-haired ladies? I don't know, they're out there, I don't know what happened there. People are getting all different colors, white hair, no hair, all that hair, you know. But the point is that this world is like we're walking in a fan. And we're just going through a fire. But time, God's up here. He saw that from the beginning. Okay, he knew it all. And this passage is telling us he knew it all. He says, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead, which is, by the way, hint, hint, what he can do for you. If you're laying in a thicket, if you're having difficulty, if you're discouraged, if you're depressed, if you're thinking of giving up, and people give up. If you're a child of God, you don't have to. God raises the dead. Paul said we had the sentence of death in ourselves, despaired even of life, that we might trust in the Lord God who raises the dead. And when he raises you, you know it was him. He picked you up. I got hit in the head when I was a kid, and Kenny took me to the emergency room and paid for my hospital time. I'm walking out the door, and I said, whoa. I start sliding down the wall. I don't remember much about that day, but I remember this. Kenny reached down, he grabbed me, he picked me up, and he took me over. Now, he couldn't do that now. I'm a little bit bigger, and he's a bit older. But he picked me up, and I knew who picked me up. Now listen, when you get over being all introspective and start getting your eyes on the heavens and realize who he is and what this is, and what that stuff out there is, you're going to find God will raise you up, put you on top of that horse, and let you ride that baby. And you're going to shout glory as you go. You remember that song, Ship Ahoy? Ship Ahoy? Shout and sing on your way. Bless the Lord. That's how it ends. Beloved, the Bible says that in Him we believe in God. And I'll kind of wind it down right here. But I want you to see some things that this actually shows us. The Bible says God, the Father, God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You've heard that before. If you've heard the Romans Road, that's one we know. But do we? The Bible says, but God commendeth. The word for commendeth is the word sunisthemi. In the Greek, isthemi. You've heard of antihistamine. It means to stand against whatever things are blowing up in your head and giving you allergies. It means to stand against antihistamine. That's that word, isthemi. It means to stand. But the first preposition is sunisthemi. Soon means with. The Bible then, if we put it out there and blew it up a little bit, it's God stood by His love. He stood by it when you were hearing about Jesus. He stood right there and He whispered in your ear, this is it right here. This is what matters. Nothing else. And if you were older, you heard that a little less. Young kids, man, they're just like, wow, that's amazing. God loves me. Mommy, did you know God loves me? God loves me. God loves you. And He stands by His love. The Bible says, but God stood by His love even as Jesus died. He stood by His love even as He was suffering and quivering flesh on the cross, bloody and naked, ashamed. And He stood by His love for you and for me. Don't forget who you are. This is not for nothing. And you know full well these things. So be careful. Don't be foolish. Don't be reckless. The Bible says, I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. I thought you said He was God. He is God. That's in 1 Corinthians 11:3, verse 28 of chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. It says, and when all things shall have been subdued unto God the Son, Jesus, it says, then shall the Son also Himself be subjected unto Him that put all things under Him, that God may be what? All in all. You say, I don't know what you mean. I don't know what I mean. But I know what it said. And that's all I need, because I know what I do understand. Somebody said, I don't understand the Bible. It bothers me. You know, I say, well, that's not what I don't understand. It's the stuff that I do understand that troubles me. Beloved, you and I are living in some crazy days. Illustrated. Upside down days. Okay, the bulletin's upside down today, just because you and I needed an illustration to remember this. Get up on the horse. Ride for all it's worth. Live large for Jesus and stop living for self first. Put self on the back burner. Put everything on the back burner. Put Jesus in the crosshairs of your heart and go with all you got. Because people need to see Jesus. And you and I get to be the revelation of Jesus Christ to them when we live right. Not when we're living wrong. When we're living right. Would you bow with me for a moment? Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.